This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today emphasized the need for 100% delivery of government schemes to the beneficiaries, asserting that it is real social justice and secularism. Highlighting his vision of Viksit Bharat in an interview with leading entrepreneur Nikhil Kamath, Mr. Modi said that he wants solutions to the problems, including water, toilets and electricity, to be resolved by 2047. Mr. Modi said that being human, he may make mistakes, but he will not do wrong intentionally. The Prime Minister highlighted that one should have dedication, commitment, be a good team player and make themselves available for the people to become successful in politics. Highlighting the importance of social media in today's world, Mr. Modi said that it is an important tool in a democracy and can empower democracy. Replying to a question on current global challenges, the Prime Minister said, "The world trusts India because there is no duplicity in its stand." Mr. Modi added that in the present global crisis, New Delhi has repeatedly said that it is in favour of peace. President Draupadi Murmu today conferred the prestigious Pravasi Bharatiya Samman on 27 members of the Indian diaspora for their excellence in different fields. Addressing the valedictory session of the 18th Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Conclave at Janta Maidan in Bhuvaneshwar this afternoon, the president said, "The Indian diaspora represents the best of our country." President Murmu said Indians settled abroad have not only carried the knowledge and skills acquired in the country, but also the values and ethos that have been the foundation of Indian civilization for millennia. Highlighting the significance of the Pravasi Bharatiya Divas Convention, the president emphasized the need of proactive and enthusiastic participation from every Indian, including those living abroad, in the mission of Viksit Bharat by 2047. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today asserted that the government is taking transformative policy reforms to create a robust defence industrial ecosystem with a strong focus on self-reliance and fostering technological collaborations. Speaking at the Ambassadors Roundtable in New Delhi ahead of Aero India 2025, the Defence Minister highlighted the nation's advancements in the defence and aerospace sectors, emphasising the successful development of niche and cutting-edge technologies. The Minister pointed out that India is now among a select group of nations capable of producing fourth-generation fighter aircraft, nuclear submarines, main battle tanks and intercontinental ballistic missiles. India's industrial output accelerated to a six-month high of 5.2% in November as compared to 3.5% in October, according to the data released by the Ministry of Statistics and Programme Implementation. Among the three major components of Index of Industrial Production, or IIP, manufacturing output climbed 5.8% in November, while electricity generation grew 4.4% and mining activity increased by 1.9% as per the data. The corresponding growth rates of IIP as per use-based classification in November 2024 over November 2023 stood at 2.7% in primary goods, 9% in capital goods, 5% in intermediate goods, 10% in infrastructure or construction goods, 13.1% in consumer durables, and 0.6% in consumer non-durable. The nomination process for the 70-member Delhi Assembly started today with the issuance of the notification for the polls. On the first day of nominations, 9 candidates filed their nominations from different assembly constituencies. The last day for nominations is the 17th of this month. Meanwhile, candidates from different political parties have started campaigning in their areas to woo the voters. Elections for the Delhi Assembly will be held on the 5th of next month and the counting of votes will take place on the 8th of February. And in women's cricket, India cruised to a 6-wicket victory over Ireland in the opening match of the 3-match one-day international series at the Saurashtra Cricket Association Stadium, Rajkot, today. Chasing a target of 239 runs, India reached the mark in just 34.3 overs, powered by standout performances from Pratika Rawal and Tejal Hasbanis. Rawal smashed 89 runs, while Hasbanis remained unbeaten with a steady 53. And that is the end of this news bulletin.